Welcome back to Office Hours. It's the miracle edition, and we just experienced one miracle. On to the next. One of my mentors, I always say the easiest and fastest way to get to where you want to be, it's quite simple. Find someone that's already there and ask them for directions. And this man is already there, and I'm hoping to get some more directions today on Office Hours. Welcome my mentor, a leader, the biggest heart that I know, Tim Story, to Office Hours.
What a privilege. And I'm looking at a dream team. So it's a privilege to be interviewed by all of you today.
We're blessed to have you. I'm going to start with miracles. And I was listening to one of your speeches and it touched me so deeply because you were talking about the miracle mentality. And you said something that really hit me, which was most people don't expect miracles. And yes. I just really hadn't thought about it in that way. They hope for miracles. We wish for miracles. We experience miracles even, but there's very few people with enough faith to expect them. Where's that distinction for you when you said that from stage about people expecting miracles?
So one of the ideas on a miracle is, as you guys know, it means something extraordinary, uncommon, not regular. And as I've studied great men and women that have accomplished amazing things, they always say, yes, it is the work ethic. Yes, it is the power of partnership. Yes, it's the principles we learn. But they say, you know, Tim, I feel like I got some divine doors that opened. And we're living in a world where everything is, you know, to be on your grind. And I do believe in that. But I also believe in the expectation of something that is divine, something that is supernatural, something that is miraculous. And even when the great Walt Disney was building Disneyland, he said it took divine door after divine door to open up Disneyland in July in 1955. So look for the divine doors, expect them.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Speaking of doors, no, I'm just kidding.
The great door knocker, Sam Packer.
What doors can I? What divine doors can I go get? No. So anyway, nice to see you again, Tim. It's been a minute, and I actually have more of a tactical question because I know I could go down the like spiritual realm with you so much. Being a coach, hosting masterminds, hosting events, a lot of times I seem to struggle with one-on-one. And you're known as like the comeback coach, the one-on-one. Like somehow among speaking on big stages and going to Switzerland and jumping off crazy things with us. But like, so somehow you have a busy life, but like you still manage to have like an intimate one-on-one. I think it's a dying art. So for all the one-on-one coaches out there, people that are having a counseling or a mentor and they're trying to mentee, I feel like there's there are very few that are actually good and actually get real results. I feel like there's a lot of like stuff going on. So like, what advice would you give somebody that's having a one-on-one, like how do they tactically or a tip or a tool they could use to have a bigger impact when doing one-on-one coaching?
So Sam, that's an amazing question. So, you know, we all talk about how people learn. And I think Dennis Waitley is one of the first to say it this way. We learn from education, conversation, and observation. And I noticed from an older guy who's now in heaven named Bernie Brillstein. So there were so many shows that were done in the 90s and in the 2000s where you'd see Brillstein and Gray. And Bernie Brillstein, when I go to Spago's with him, like once a month, we'd go eat. He would keep his phone off the table. He would never take a call. Whenever I was with him, he'd never take a call. He'd never text. So I asked him about it one time. He said, Tim, I like to be in the moment, fully present, fully feeling, fully alive. He says, because you never know what somebody's going through, and I don't want to miss a word. And this idea from Bernie Brillstein and watching him be so in the moment, and then also with Lee Iacocca, he was the same way. And I feel like we're living in a world full of distractions. I like to be fully present, fully feeling, fully alive, because I do not want to miss a moment of what somebody says to me.
Love that. Mm.
Tim, my travel buddy, we've been traveling around the planet together a lot extra this last year and a half in particular on the Aspire Tour. You get bombarded with requests hey, speak over here. Yeah. Hey, come on the Dave Meltzer's TV show. Hey, can you be here in Switzerland? Hey, can you host me in the Philippines? Hey, I need one-on-one coaching. Hey, you got a birthday party in this city and that city. How on God's green earth do you teleport around the planet? How do you choose what you're going to say yes to?
Yes. So number one, I want to say to Dan, thank you for being you to me, is that, you know, Dan has a lot of open doors that people I've never had met before. And you've been kind enough to tell a lot of people about me and open doors for my gift. So guys, I really think that this is so important, that there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. A God idea to me is something that is divine and you just know you're supposed to do it. And I want to know what that God idea is. And then I want to be a person who follows it, because somebody is waiting for me on the other side of my obedience to the God idea. So really hear this. So I remember when Sam Taggart invited me to go to Switzerland, I really did say, like, it's a good idea or is it a God idea? Sure, I want to go to Switzerland. I want to see the Matterhorn for the first time live. But I also have a lot of other people pulling on me to do things. So to find the God idea is simply to stop, to look, and to listen. And we're so busy, guys. We're human doings, not human beings. Stop, look, and listen. Listen for that voice that says, this is where you should be. So, guys, I really do meditate, and I ponder and then figure out where I should be, because somebody is waiting for me to be in that place where I'm called to be.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Wow. What's shaking, Tim? Good to see you, brother.
Again, yeah. And keep hitting the gym. It's working.
Oh, thank you. I try.
That's so good.
I appreciate that, man. I go deep into faith, you know, so I'm gonna go a little bit of faith and philosophical here. The word miracle to me is something of somewhat of a conundrum and a paradox. Yeah, and growing up around faith, within faith, and having my source, who I believe is God, within me. The word miracle, some attach to divine, but I've also heard a definition of something that is incredible that we just don't understand the how. You know, when there could be a deeper reason on how, because you look at, you know, oh, it's a miracle that that alcoholic is no longer an alcoholic. Well, they went to AA for 48 meetings, you know, or you look at, like, my youngest son was born with a ruptured placenta halfway through the pregnancy and the cord wrapped around his neck twice. And now he's 6'5" at 14 years old.
Wow.
You know, it's like that I look at as divine miracle, right? How do you help people differentiate between those and also those miracles that are quote unquote miracles, get them to repeat those miracles to create a lasting change in their life?
Yeah. So that's a great way to frame it. And so what you're saying is so correct. As I said before, a miracle is something that is extraordinary, uncommon, not regular. So I do believe that people are healed, and many times they don't know the source, but it is a miracle.
Yeah.
I think that for all of us on the panel and then me being interviewed today, because we're all friends, that a lot of the reason for our success is a miracle. I think something divine, something bigger than us, gave us a break. I don't know if it was our mother's prayer or grandmother's prayer, somebody's prayer, but something happened that was out of the ordinary. So you say something very important there, because I think that once you get one miracle, it gives you faith to expect more miracles. And I just want to tell you something, guys. Miracles are not just to get you out of something. Like, I was in a bad situation. I need a miracle. Get me out of something. Miracles also come to get you into something.
That's it.
So I think in 2025, all of us get ready, because miracles are going to get us into something beautiful.
Appreciate you, man.
We definitely are blessed to have you in this show with us as collaborating and coordinating to a better purpose and a better cause. Every time I hear Tim's story, whether it's in person as a friend or on stage or virtually, it is inspiration in spirit, God coming through you. I call genius the expression of God, so I have dubbed Tim's story a genius. Thank you so much, my friend, for joining us. The amazing Tim's story on office hours.